Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Griff is coming up in about 15 minutes. I don't know if you've been watching this Louisville Cincinnati Purdue thing. Let me just fill you in. You folks up in Kentucky obviously are seeing this every day. And over in West Lafayette, Jordan up. If Jordan's listening, if you're around, Jordan, give us a call. I'd like to get your thoughts. He lives up there and is a big Purdue fan. All right. Jeff Brohm is the coach at Purdue. He's a Louisville guy. Played there, his family, they're Louisville people, his brothers, dad, everybody's a Louisville guy. They tried to hire him back in 18, he turned him down. The alma mater tried to hire him back in 18, he turned him down. And he's making about $6 million at Purdue, and he just won the Big Ten West. That's very good at Purdue. That's good. Now, let me just fill you in on all the intricacies here. Louisville and Cincinnati are going to play in a bowl game here coming up, the Fenway Bowl. Louisville's coach Scott Satterfield just announced the other day that he's leaving Louisville to take the Cincinnati job, the team that Louisville's playing in the bowl game. He switched sides. Now, he's not going to be part of that game, I don't think. But anyways, that's weird. That's odd. By the way, from what I'm told, he had a Zoom meeting with everybody to tell him he was leaving. Satterfield was not popular at Louisville at all. He was not like, remember he flirted with South Carolina. That was considered indecent. It was considered inappropriate. He just was not well-liked. He tried to get an extension. He just lost to Kentucky again, and they wouldn't extend him. They were going to give him another year. Anyways, the Cincinnati job came open, maybe you would say unexpectedly, because Luke Fickell took the Wisconsin job. And Satterfield, who really didn't have a place to go, all of a sudden, about 100 miles up the road, found a place to go, Cincinnati. Cincinnati bailed him out. I don't think that was a very good hire. Cincinnati's known for making good hires in football. Not sure about that one. Anyways, it's really, really odd. It's odd. Again, these teams are going to be playing in a bowl game coming up, the Fenway Bowl up in Boston. Now, let me take you to the Jeff Brohm situation. Jeff Brohm, at his press conference, was asked about it, and that was when it just happened. The Cincinnati news about hiring Satterfield away from Louisville just happened. Reporter asked him about it, and he said, look, I don't have any info, even though Louisville is his alma mater. He says, I don't have any info. I don't know anything about it. I'm just finding out about this like everybody else. I know nothing about it. But he didn't say I wouldn't be interested. He did turn it down. Let's go back. He turned it down back in 18. Here's the other thing about Brohm. I don't know if you know this. And you Purdue fans, you folks out there, I think this is still the case. Jeff Brohm is an interesting dude, and I don't want to call him weird. He's just interesting. Jeff Brohm, do you know this? And they've done features on this, like media has done features on this. He makes $6 million a year. He's got countless millions. He drives an 04 Honda Accord. Look that up. Now, I don't think he's upgraded. If he has upgraded, let me know. He drives an 04 Honda Accord you could probably buy from him for $1,000. Now, what does that mean? It means nothing. He's just an interesting dude. He parks in his coach's slot, which is a prime parking spot for the head coach, right? It's labeled and everything else. Every coach probably has one of these, every head coach. He pulls in, not in a Mercedes or a Lambo or a Range Rover or whatever, right? A Porsche. He pulls in an 04 Honda Accord. He proudly drives this thing. He's a different dude, man. He's a different cat. I don't know what my point is. I'm just asking, did you know this? Now, all these guys, obviously Nick, who's made tens of millions, he's a Mercedes guy. That's his thing. All these coaches have their nice cars because they have fantastic money. They can buy whatever. Cars ain't a problem, right? Big house with a pool and all these bedrooms and entertainment areas. That's not a problem. Brom drives an 04 Honda Accord. Did you know this? Nothing wrong if you have a Honda Accord. We have among our cars a Honda Pilot. It's not an 04. It's a 16? No, I got that Pilot. I'll tell you, I got the Pilot. I had a freebie. The dealership in the borough, I had a deal. Stansberry got me this deal with the dealership in the borough, and they were giving me free cars. And so I would be given a free brand-new Pilot or whatever, and when it got to 5,000 miles, I'd turn it back in. They'd give me another new one. And this went on for years, and I got a call one day, and it said, hey, we sold the dealership. All the cars got to come home. So I had to take the car back, and then I bought a brand new one while I was there when I took it back. So I've got a Pilot, but it's not an 04. No, I mean, I've got a Pilot, not an Accord. It's not an 04. It's probably about 6 years old. Did you know this about Brom, though? I'm just asking you. Did you know he drives an 04 Honda Accord? I'm not being critical. I'm happy for him. He proudly displays this. South Pacific Sooner. Oki Light is a dumpster fire, Bill. The mullet may need to get a haircut, too. Spencer Sanders, among others, their quarterback, star quarterback in the portal. Announced yesterday. Spencer Sanders is a tough, athletic, puts a lot of stats on the sheet, kind of runs hot and cold now, but when he's right, he is a very good quarterback. Very, very good quarterback. You can catch him when he's right. He is a fantastic college quarterback. I don't think he's much of a pro prospect. Because of arm talent. But he's got enough arm talent. He's got a big arm for the college game. Yeah, South Pacific Sooner says, Oki Light, that'd be Oki State, is a dumpster fire. Yeah, that thing came unglued, did it not? This year? Jim and Jupiter, Bill, Coach Prime just made a horrible hire in Club Willie. He's not a good recruiter either, Bill. Ags and Strohs. Bill, I'm hearing Phil Longo, Dan Mullen, or Garrett Riley, most likely candidates now for the Aggie OC. Your thoughts on them? Depends on who you ask. North Carolina loves Longo. Ole Miss did not love Longo. Dan Mullen would be a very good hire. Now, the rumors were out about South Carolina. Has that faded? Anything happened there? There was a lot of talk about Mullen going to join Baby Beamer as well. Yeah, just saying. A lot of rumors about that out there. But Mullen would be fantastic. I give you that. Hoptown boy up in Kentucky. He's a Kentucky fan. Bill, I'm going to miss Satterfield. He whined and cried, and Stoops owned him. By the way, who wins next? Louisville basketball or football? Basketball, Kenny Payne is a disaster right now at Louisville. I watched the Kentucky-Michigan game on Sunday, and Kentucky won. They played out in London, right? And the Wheeler kid, the point guard for Kentucky, has regressed. Now, he made some tough shots down the stretch, give him that. But his game has regressed. I don't know. It could be a tough year. Jeff 2, Bill, here's the tweet of Coach Brohm showing off his 2004 Honda Accord. Yeah, I saw that. Let me retweet it. This guy has made millions and millions as a coach, and good for him. Happy for him. He's got an 04 Accord, and he's happy with it. He's doing good with it. I don't know how many of you knew this or how many of you actually care what he's driving. But it is an 04 Honda Accord. I remember when Honda was in the 70s. Honda became a thing here in the States, and my parents bought one. We've had Hondas through the years in the event. Honda was always just a motorcycle. Yeah, it was always a motorcycle. Now it's in the 70s. And I remember my dad, pediatric dentist, loved cars. He wasn't a real big spender, but he loved cars, and he loved aviation. Loved aviation. And so he was always he was always researching, buying, getting cars. He once got, my dad, who had Porsches, BMWs, all of that. He once got a Dasher. That'd be a Volkswagen, right? Dasher. Added an extra, he had an extra, and I don't know how you do this, so don't ask me to explain. Added an extra gas tank to it, and it was diesel. A diesel Dasher. To get more gas. Like be able to store more gas. He was very intricate when it came to cars. From a Porsche and everything else to this. Pretty funny. Allen in Tampa. Club Willie will be the dance coach there. Well, here's the thing. I mean, bringing Willie Taggart there. Coach Prime is the dominating presence. So Willie won't have, if that thing doesn't work out at Colorado, it won't be because he brought in Club Willie. No. Now, let's go back to Colorado. My boy, Rick George. This is a fantastic hire. Now, again, check me on this. I don't necessarily say I'm predicting that they're going to take over the plant because Coach Prime took the Colorado job. But at Colorado, like I said yesterday, you don't need to hire the next guy you project. You need to go way outside the box. And if Coach Prime goes there, and all these threats to all these players, get the hell out, join the portal. If none of that works and they don't win, so what? They just went 1-11. What's another couple of years of losing going to hurt you? This is a fantastic idea, whether it works or not. Colorado's not a thing, y'all. It's a fantastic idea. It's an outside-the-box hire, which is what they needed. Griff coming up.
Good morning. Still slow go over here on 65 southbound, trying to get past Trinity Lane. Several wrecks being cleared out of your way in the last 15, 20 minutes out here. Just give yourself a little bit of extra time as it runs slow over here by the airport on 40 westbound up by Donaldson Pike. Ripley's Aquarium in the Smokies is hiring. Check them out online, ripleys.com. I'm Commander Chug with your on-time traffic.
Are you tired of your current vehicle? Maybe looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle? Hey guys, it's Zach. Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is the best choice for your vehicle needs. Located at 1550 Galton Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are taken care of. I should know because I've seen it firsthand. Every vehicle I've purchased has been from Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, and I love the entire process. Now, I don't want you to forget about their award-winning parts and service department. It has everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. They're open there 24/7, 365 days a year. Or give them a call at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Hey Nashville, Ray here from Run With It. Let me tell you about our sponsor, Boom Boss Craft Pizza and Tap House. And with four locations in Bellevue, Murfreesboro, Spring Hill, and East Nashville, they're your home for the best gourmet pizza and craft beers in Music City. Join me on Monday nights at the East Nashville location for poker night. And if you think you know everything, try Wednesday night trivia at both locations. Gourmet pizzas, craft beers, online at boombozz.com. Boom Boss Craft Pizza and Tap House.
It's a Bill King Show.
In Little League football, they play it off. You can't do it in college football, Bill. You got to come up with a bunch of computers and some BCS cockamamie scheme. My answer was yes. It's unique. Absolutely love it. I go into my garage every day and make sure there are no dust particles on those BCS computers. I do that.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, showers and thunderstorms likely, high near 68. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms low around 63. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, high near 68. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Mike Griffith with us. AJC's Dog Nation. Jordan Dog has the first question, Griff. He wants to know any thoughts, any rumors, anything that would be substantial about the quarterback room at Georgia when it comes to transferring.
Nope.
Nothing? Just one word, Griff? You don't have more than that?
The answer is no. I mean, there's no rumors. There's no thoughts. We don't know. I mean, from year to year, you know, it's fluid, right? I mean, sometimes players pop up on the radar that you didn't know might be interested. You know, sometimes coaches get interested in certain players that, you know, maybe you're still playing. I mean, you don't know. I guess three of the last 4 years, George has either taken a transfer or tried to get one. But, you know, they have a pretty talented guy in Carson Beck behind Stetson. Didn't play much, so kind of really gray. So, no, I don't have any reason to pour any fuel on any fire or start any rumors because I really don't know anything about it at this stage. It's day one or day two, and Georgia's been pretty focused on winning the championship.
Griff, I know you've got the portal
yet. I think they're the only SEC school that doesn't have anybody in the portal yet. So that tells you a lot.
Your job is the Georgia beat, but – Monday was crazy. Is that just something we need to get? Is that the future? We just going to have a stampede every year?
I don't know. I mean, I think there'll be probably more rules and more legislation and more organization as we go along. You know, they kind of build the rule book as they go. And, you know, they'll see how this 45-day window works and if they need to adjust it sooner or later. Or, you know, so, yeah.
Mike Griffith with us, AJC's Dog Nation. Stetson Bennett getting an invite to New York as a fan. I'm happy for him. I think he deserves it. I'm sad for Hendon Hooker, but look, everybody can't go. But that's good news that Stetson Bennett gets an invite.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a question, a lot of questions about, you know, it's interesting. We always talk about how sports has become a microcosm of our society, right? And I won't get too into the whole capitalism versus socialism debate. But when we talk about who's going to New York or who wins SEC Coach of the Year, I hear a lot more of who deserves it instead of who's better. Even in the college football playoff, who deserves it over who's better? This seems to be the direction we're going. It's more about who deserves things rather than who's actually better. And you can look at awards. You can look at the, like I said, you can look at the college football playoffs. It's interesting to me. It's a pretty fascinating time where, you know, we're placing more value over who's more deserving rather than who's the best. And in many capacities, I'm not necessarily applying that to any one case, but, you know, you can take a look around the landscape and that's the arguments that you hear. You know, well, he deserved to go, or he deserved to win it, or he deserved it. You don't hear he was the best at it as much.
Jim in the 615 right here, he wants to know, at Georgia, how many players do you project will be in the portal at Georgia?
Oh, you know, gosh, you know, I mean, they had 13 guys transfer last year. So, to me, that's kind of the baseline number. I guess I would say between 8 and 12, maybe not quite as many as last year because there were so many talented guys coming back, as you've seen this season. You know, this has been a younger team. I think players in general are probably more active and more willing to be in the portal. You know, talking to Jeremy Pruitt last night, you know, he said, you know, he sees a lot of names of really good players that are in good programs that are in the portal, and he wonders why. I saw Jim Nagy from the Senior Bowl saying that there's a lot of NIL inducement money in the portal now, that maybe it's not just about having an opportunity somewhere else. And, you know, that's another thing Pruitt said. You know, when this thing started, it was to kind of help players out that, you know, we're in a tough situation. You know, maybe their coach had left or their position coach had left or they need to be close to family. And it's gone from, you know, being intended to help student-athletes out into a free market system because of the emergence of NIL. So unintended consequence, you know, for better or for worse, probably brings more parity to the sport. Some people probably like the excitement of it. You know, others probably feel like coaches like Johnny Majors and Paul Bear Bryant are rolling over in their grave.
Buckeyes against Georgia. One thing they do well, among others, is they chuck that ball around and they have a lot of feature receivers. What level of concern is that for Georgia?
Should be the highest concern. I mean, LSU just threw for over 500 yards on them, right? I mean, and, you know, a lot of people have said, well, you know, that was garbage time. Well, no, it really wasn't. LSU had 158 yards in the first quarter, moving the ball on Georgia's defense. And it's two games in a row now where Georgia's been outplayed in the first quarter. And maybe you can say they overlooked Georgia Tech, maybe. But LSU outplayed them too. Georgia came up with some very big plays, so they led. You know, you think about Chris Smith and that 96-yard return on a field goal block. I mean, that was a huge play. You think about the tipped interception that went off a guy's helmet. You know, that was also a really big play, right, that led to a touchdown early in the second quarter. So some kind of, I don't want to call them fluky plays, but I don't think you're counting on that happening against Ohio State. You know, that really kind of gave Georgia some early momentum after LSU had truly outplayed them the first 15 minutes. Again, I know that's not what people want to hear, and I know it doesn't fit the narrative. Doesn't make me a hater. I'm just telling you what happened. So, yeah, there's a concern because Ohio State has a better quarterback and better skill players than Georgia's probably seen all year. You know, Tennessee was comparable with their offensive efficiency, but when they played at Georgia, that was somewhat neutralized by the crowd. They had six false starts, and Hendon Hooker couldn't really change plays at the line. So I don't know that we really saw the true version of the Tennessee offense at Georgia. The crowd played a factor. I'm not saying the game would have been any different anywhere else. It's a hypothetical, but I'm pointing out that this will probably be the stiffest offensive challenge from the skill position standpoint that Georgia's seen all year.
Hawkeye Jason says, ask Griff his thoughts about Deion Sanders to Colorado, and did you see the meeting in the auditorium where he basically told the team, go ahead and hit the portal?
Well, I think all coaches arrived with a similar message. The difference was the cameras were there and in the delivery. I felt it was awkward. I said it took me out of my comfort zone, not because of the message and not because of the thought about what he said, but because of the public nature and one-sidedness of it. I felt it was alienating the players that were still there. I didn't think it was fair to them. They didn't ask to be sitting there and being humiliated with that speech. And I felt that was humiliating. And I think that I think there's, and I like a lot of what Deion does. I mean, I'm very pro Deion. I'm a Deion. I was a Deion fan back in the day before I was a sports journalist. He was a guy I rooted for, and I still think back and how exciting of a player he was, and how much I enjoyed watching him perform. And one of my first interviews when I got into journalism, you know, and I was in college and I covered a Lions game. And it was Deion Sanders. I couldn't wait to go to his locker. He's with the Falcons, and he was everything he was supposed to be, prime time, and it was exciting. So I root for Deion. I know he's had some personal struggles over the years. I've rooted for him through that. So I want to be clear that I really like Deion Sanders a lot, and I hope that he's successful. But I didn't think that was one of his better moments. To me, I think the relationship between coaches and players should be somewhat sacred. I know that now there's these popular shows where they go into training camps with cameras and all that behind the scenes stuff. But to me, I think I would have preferred a more private introduction to my head coach or moment, because the question I ask is, are the cameras going to turn on Deion when he blows a play call and the players are talking about him, you know, making a dumb play call or hiring a bad person or not doing something that works out. You know, to me, to me, there's just some things that are sacred, and I just think coach-player relationships and conversations of that nature should be in private.
Rod, a Buckeye in Texas, is making a joke here. He says, ask Griff what the Georgia team record for total yards is in a game, and let me be the first one to congratulate Georgia on breaking that record. He's talking about the Buckeye defense and what they just did against Michigan.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. You know, Kirby Smart plays it safe. If he doesn't have to throw the ball, he doesn't. You know, there was a few games in November where Stetson Bennett didn't have a touchdown, and it was by the coach's choice. I mean, they were running the ball heavily. They didn't want to go to the air. They're going to play it safe if they can. They're going to try to pound the ball on Ohio State and keep the Ohio State offense off the field. I expect a better effort and performance from Ohio State. You know, sometimes when a team thinks their season's over and they get a new life, it can really create a spark. I mean, this is a second chance. You think back to Alabama in 2017, and they lost to Auburn in the last game by double digits. And they got a real boost when they found out they were in. And they had an advantage. They played one less game. They had a week to, you know, everybody got bumps and bruises, a little bit healthier. That extra week really mattered. You know, Ohio State's going to have that extra week, and they're going to have that enthusiasm and momentum, and they're going to have something to prove, and they've got a lot of talent. So, you know, I don't expect Ohio State to just get mowed over by Georgia. I think this is going to be a really close game, I'd be a lot more certain of a Georgia win if it was anybody else but Ohio State.
Did the committee get it right, 1 through 4?
Well, now we're going back to the, you know, who deserved it over who's the best. Do I think those are the best four teams in the country? No. Do you? No, you don't. You don't think TCU would beat Alabama, Bill. You No. probably don't think TCU would beat Tennessee. I know I don't. But they deserve to be there. So there they are. They're there. They deserve to be there. And so would TCU beat Ohio State? Probably not. Why is Michigan favored by 9 over TCU, but the number one team in the country is only favored by 6 over Ohio State? Because TCU deserved to be number 3, not because they're better than Ohio State. So to answer your question, if the question is, did they get the teams in that deserved to be there and seed them where they deserve to be seeded, then yes. But if you're asking me if those are the four best teams and they're in the order of how good they are, then I would say no.
Mike Griffith with us, AJC's Dog Nation. Is Michigan, and last year we saw them, they weren't ready to win a national championship, dominated by Georgia, but is this team this year a legit national championship contender?
Well, they were last year. They just ran into the wrong team. They ran into Georgia, and Georgia was a bigger, better version of them. This is a matchup game. You got to think, you know, it's not just, you know, who's better writing the numbers down on paper. Some teams create matchup issues, and Michigan had a hard matchup issue with Georgia. They overestimated their power. Their game plan was off. It'll be recalibrated. They've had a chance to see this once. You know, let's go back and let's remember, how Alabama, dominated Georgia
in the second half of the SEC championship game and scored 41 points, 41-24. When the teams played again, it was a much different game. Georgia didn't even score a touchdown until late in the third quarter. And Alabama's only touchdown came when Stetson fumbled at the Georgia 16, and they only had to drive 16 yards. So rematches can change within a few weeks. They can change over the course of a year. The quarterback there, McCarthy, mobile guy, it's going to be a different Michigan. I think they're good. I don't know if they could beat Georgia or not. I don't know if they'll play Georgia. Georgia's got a real challenge here. People need to put the last 30 minutes of that Ohio State season out of their minds and remember that there was 11 and a half other football games, and a lot of people thought Ohio State was the second-best team in the country for 11 and a half out of 12 games.
Mike Griffith with us. What's the future for Tennessee?
Well, I mean, it depends on how they replace Hendon Hooker and Jalin Hyatt. And, Josh Heupel's got a system. I want to say 17 out of the 22 starters are guys that Jeremy Pruitt signed or that Jeremy Pruitt's staff signed. So I know a lot of people say he inherited a mess, but if you call the SEC Offensive Player of the Year and a Biletnikoff finalist a mess, then that's a pretty good mess to inherit in terms of talent. Heupel's talked about the character of the guys in the program. I think that's a tribute to, it wasn't a terrible scenario. It wasn't as bad as what Butch Jones took over. I'll say that. But Josh's system, married with those players, has been remarkable. The question is, can he win with his own players? And you might say, well, I go back to Terry Bowden, and I covered the start of Terry's career at Auburn. He won his first, 18 or 19 games? Those were Pat Dye players, right? In 97, Auburn did go to the SEC championship game. But then things kind of tailed off. There was some depth issues at places. And, Brady Hoke, when he went to Michigan, he won right away. But what happened over there? So the question to me isn't if Josh Heupel can coach. I mean, hell yeah, the guy can coach. And it isn't a question about his system because, my goodness, they were explosive. They're like video game numbers. The question is, how does he develop talent and who's the next quarterback going to be? Because Hendon Hooker was a very special guy. I believe Hendon Hooker was one of the three best quarterbacks in the nation, okay? I don't know whether or not he deserved to be in New York or not because he got injured and lost a couple games, so I don't know who's judge and jury there. But you're replacing one of the best quarterbacks in the nation, and I just don't take that lightly. I just don't think it's as simple as plug the next guy in. We'll see. They'll have an opportunity to give us a preview against Clemson, because that's going to be a really motivated Clemson team, And there's a reason why Tennessee's the underdog, and it's going to be up to those outgoing players, those seniors, presuming they don't opt out, to get a program win. It's a really pivotal game for Tennessee.
Griff, we'll see you next week.
Appreciate it.
Mike Griffith, AJC's Dog Nation, y'all. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I see a stolen car over here blocking traffic. It's going to be on 440 westbound off-ramp at Hillsboro Pike, 21st Avenue. Give yourself extra time out here. I tell you, it's been interesting. Still a lot of traffic on 24 coming in from Rutherford County. It's busy, but it's moving over here by the airport on I-40 there by Donaldson Pike. And a crash Briley Parkway northbound near McGavick Pike getting some attention. Nash Painting services all of Middle Tennessee. Check them out at nashpainting.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
If you need a staycation or planning a trip to Music City, stay at Bento Living Chestnut Hill. Voted the best boutique hotel in Music City by the Nashville Scene. Bento Living is located on the edge of bustling downtown. And if you're looking for somewhere to host your holiday party, whether it's an intimate gathering or a corporate celebration, they have unique spaces to fit your holiday needs. Visit BentoChestnutHill.com for more information and reservations.
Realtors abide by a code of ethics. This is Article 9 in action. Beth, a first-time homebuyer, knew nothing about the home buying process, except that she wanted to buy a home. But her realtor had the expertise to make sure Beth understood every document, even giving her copies to review with her lawyer so Beth could close on her first home with confidence. Complicated things explained in simple terms. The difference between an agent and a realtor is real. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
WNSR Nashville Sports Radio would like to take this time to say congratulations to Greg Poe. Greg is a member of the 2023 class of the Tennessee Sports Writers Association Hall of Fame. Greg Poe has been a standard and staple of Nashville sports media. Congratulations to Greg Poe and the rest of the 2023 class of the Tennessee Sports Writers Association Hall of Fame. From your friends and family at WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Perfect time right now to download that FanDuel app, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's three bets back. If your first bet doesn't win, just sign up with the promo code BKING. We have so much fun with this. My kids, my older kids, they're all 21 or over. Gotta be legal here. They have so much fun. And they play parlays or they'll pick a game. They do Saturdays and they do Sundays. I guess not so much Saturdays anymore with college football regular season done, other than Army-Navy. What, take the under again 15 years in a row? We talked to Brad about that. Anyways, they have a blast with it, and they have the app, and they enjoy it all the time. They even get my wife watching. Now, she doesn't have the app. She doesn't, but she's watching ball games with them. They're having a blast with it. It's because of FanDuel. The app is safe, secure, super easy to use. Sign up today and use the promo code BKING for your no-sweat first bet. The promo code is BKING. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be at least 21 and older. And in the state of Tennessee, again, this is not nationwide. This is state by state. Lots of states have clearance. Some don't. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets. That expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789. Take a call. South Pacific Sooner. Welcome in, sir.
Sir William, how are you doing, mate?
Are you in New Zealand or the States?
No, I'm back in 12 South, mate. Yeah. And we're going to come to commitments, but I need to know the itinerary, to be honest.
So you're back. You're back in the 615.
I'm in 615. Yeah, we okay. me and Roll Tide are back here. So we were like, I'm coming to commitments. But,
yes. Here's what you do. Itinerary. Tuesday. Now you live downtown, so you don't need a room, right?
Sorry.
You don't need a room. You live down there, so you don't need a room at the Omni, right?
No, but we're kind of thinking about getting a room at the Omni just to be a little bit posh. And
okay.
And maybe go to Bob's, eat a steak, and then come over there to see you guys.
Yes. Do me a favor. DM me. Send me a message. I'll give you the link to get you a rate if you need
it. Okay. But what time does the festivities start? Next Tuesday, right? So
correct. They start in the Bill King Suite just sometime late afternoon, 5, 6 o'clock, somewhere in there.
Okay.
Depends on when I get there and get settled in. But I'll let everybody know. And then everybody starts coming up to the suite, and everybody just mingles. It's just like a get-together party or, you know, a meet and greet, and it lasts all night until everybody decides they're tired. And
well,
then we
me
then
and
the
Roll
next morning,
are probably going to bring the Real Housewives as well south there as well.
Oh, good. Yeah, good. But my wife's going to be there. She can't stay, but she's going to be there. And got several people.
I would love to meet her. But anyway, I look forward to it big time. And me and Noel Life, he's coming up there. So we're going to talk about a little Florida State OU action.
Yes. Jim
and I'm glad
there.
That we play them on the 31st before we get our signing class, because I think that quarterback can be tricky.
You think what now about the quarterback?
That quarterback's going to hurt us, I think.
Jordan Travis.
So, anyway, I look forward to seeing you and meeting you, Bill, for the first time.
Yep. Come on, man. Look forward to it. And it's just a week away, man.
All right. Cheers, mate.
Thank you. That is South Pacific Sooner, who is, as you can tell from the distinct accent, from New Zealand. He met his wife here in the States in college. She's a big Alabama fan. Big Alabama fan. So he's a Sooner fan. She's a Bama fan. They both like crimson. There's common ground there. They both like crimson. Different team, but the same color, right? Good dude. So if you want to meet South Pacific Sooner, then you'll get to. Come on to Commitmas. Danny from New York City is coming down. I got a message from him, and I told him I would read this from him. He said, Bill won't be able to listen. This is from Monday. Wanted to submit a Balls of Steel nomination. Ward Manuel, the AD, not giving up on Harbaugh when most Michigan fans did, including Wolverine Dan. Go Blue Danny in New York City. Yeah, Balls of Steel to Ward Manuel. Former Michigan defensive lineman who is from the boot. I remember him being recruited. Yeah, Ward Manuel, the AD at Michigan, is from Louisiana. Big, big, heavily recruited defensive lineman. And after his football career, he went into administration and got the Michigan job from the Buffalo job. He was at Buffalo as the AD. So, and I told Danny, he said, look forward to seeing everybody at commitment. So, Danny, our favorite police officer of all time. JD's on that list, too, up in Kosciuszko. We used to have a police officer in Washington. I mean the state of Washington, who would call the show. This is back in the SiriusXM days. I forget the team he liked. It might have been UW. Yeah, it might have been UW. But he would call the show, and we've lost track of him through the years. He was another one. Good dude. Yeah, very, very good dude. We'll take a break. Yeah. Jeff Brom drives an 04 Accord. And he's proud of it. I'm happy for him. Happy for him. Good for him. And is he going to take the Louisville job this time? Remember last time he didn't. Is he? I don't know if Jordan's been around, did he? to hear the show. But if Jordan up in West Lafayette's around, give us a call, if not today, sometime this week. I want to know what the feeling is. Is there a worry that he's going to go back home this time? To Louisville. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I see a stolen car over here blocking traffic. It's going to be on 440 westbound off-ramp at Hillsboro Pike, 21st Avenue. Give yourself extra time out here. I tell you, it's been interesting. Still a lot of traffic on 24 coming in from Rutherford County. It's busy, but it's moving over here by the airport on I-40 there by Donaldson Pike. And a crash Briley Parkway northbound near McGavick Pike getting some attention. Nash Painting services all of Middle Tennessee. Check them out at nashpainting.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Hey guys, it's Zach. Give the gift of play with the team at Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. Stop in and stock up on a huge selection of new and gently used gear and equipment. Maybe you need some cash for the holidays. If you have too many bikes, inline skates, hockey, or other sports gear that you don't use anymore or it doesn't fit, get cash on the spot for your unused gear at Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. They have the trained staff to help you sell your gear and help you find the perfect gift for the holidays, like a new baseball bat, lacrosse stick, yoga and workout gear, or equipment for a home gym. Or maybe you're like me and you love perusing golf clubs. Go check out what they have in their used inventory. I'm always in the Hendersonville store checking out their used golf clubs. So get cash for your holiday gifts when you sell your gear at Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville. And make sure to tell them Zach from Nashville Sports Radio sent you. That's Play It Again Sports in Brentwood and Hendersonville.
From the big game to the big dance, Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is your game day and watch party headquarters. Don't worry about entertaining guests and trying to feed everyone. Sit back, relax, cheer on your team, and let the Bar Line staff take care of you. Grab a Bar Line signature cocktail and enjoy some wicked deviled eggs. Or a Bar Line's double stack and finish it off with some Jack and Coke chocolate cake. Bust your belly and your bracket at Bar Lines, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and we've got a full review of Champions Week going on this week from the NASCAR Awards in Nashville, Tennessee. Plus, we've got the most popular driver awards, and where is Harvick going to be in 2024? So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Joey Logano, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Check us out at facebook.com/thefinallap every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, showers and thunderstorms likely, high near 68. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, low around 63. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, high near 68. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
When it comes to the college football playoff, he's for exclusion, not inclusion. It's Bill King.
With the hype. Deal includes Jalen gifting the entire UT football team a hotel credit equivalent to their stay for the Orange Bowl in Miami. Now, I wouldn't place any emphasis on, I guess that means he's going to be staying in Tennessee. I wouldn't think that. I think he's been given or he has projected as a first round, maybe late first round grade, Jalen Hyatt. I wouldn't think he's staying. Plus, remember, he's losing his quarterback, Hendon Hooker. I wouldn't be coming back, I don't think. Plus, he doesn't need to come back. you're not going to statistically put together a better year than he just did. You have peaked, dude, as a college player. You got to go. But anyways, back to the story. According to this tweet, Tennessee receiver Jalin Hyatt signs an NIL deal with the Hyatt. I guess that kind of makes sense. The wording works, right? Yeah, it does. Hoptown boy, Bill, could you give some examples of where the prodigal son coming home has worked and where it has bombed? Some examples from me. Harbaugh, Kirby, Frosty. Yeah, Harbaugh worked. I mean, it was a little shaky for a while, but it worked. Kirby has, yeah, that's, check that one for sure. And then Frosty, not so much. I mean, it just depends. Depends on the situation. I don't think there's a clear directive that it absolutely is a terrible idea. Look, if you're Louisville, Brohm has done a good job. Brohm's a good coach. Now, he's limited. At Purdue, you're going to only get so much talent to work with. You're not going to get Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State's players, right? You're not going to recruit with them and get their type player overall. He's done a very good job. Louisville is a place where you can win and win pretty well at football. I mean, they're not even winning at basketball right now, and it's a basketball school. But it's an interesting thought. I mean, Spurrier went back home. That worked out, right? Yeah, Spurrier went back. Johnny Majors went back home. I'd say overall it was mediocre to average. He had some years. They won it in 85, beat Miami in the Sugar Bowl, won the SEC. Underachieved with NFL talent in 1990, and then a couple of years later got run. But overall, I'd say the experience was not what Tennessee thought they were getting in him. I mean, Fulmer is a Tennessee guy, but he didn't come back home. He was on the staff at the time, so I don't think that follows your guidelines. The mullet has been fantastic at Oklahoma State. I know this last year faded and crashed, and Spencer Sanders, their quarterback, just hit the portal. But the mullet has done a fantastic job there. No, he doesn't win Bedlam, but and Oklahoma's got better personnel than he does usually, but he's the best coach in the history of that school. That one worked out for sure. Just depends. It depends on the situation. There are examples we can go in every different direction. Of bringing the guy back home and it either working or not working. Vanderbilt brought back Watson Brown, who I like, former player, Mack Brown's brother, and that did not work out at all. And they ended up firing him. Watson was on this channel for a while, the home channel, WNSR in the afternoon, until they moved to the internet. Clyde in Detroit. Hey, Billy, I'm not sure if I deserve to come to commitmas. He's doing the Griff thing. Deserve. You do deserve, Clyde. Hope to see you there. Yeah, hope to see you there. Jeff, too. Bill, I'm punching myself not asking you to ask Griff if he was surprised the Rose Bowl folded to the playoff committee's demands. Well, it wasn't the playoff committee, but I know what you mean. Yeah, I know what you mean. That is true. They folded and said, yes, we agree, we agree. Bitcoin Playboy, like it or not, everything in college football is what have you done lately. An unfortunate injury robbed Hooker of this opportunity. Stetson Bennett's resume qualifies him as much as anybody else. Yeah, I like we said earlier, I don't think it's either or. I think I can be sad for Hendon Hooker and I can be happy for Stetson Bennett simultaneously. I'm all good. Jim says, the way Griff just kept saying deserved is more annoying than the way Wolverine Dan says Michigan. He said, that was so annoying by Griff. Tom in Myrtle Beach, I agree. Why is Griff saying it deserved like that? I don't know. Bo, hey, Bill, tell Griff we've heard enough of him carrying water for Pruitt. Give it a rest, Griff. Yeah, I asked him if he was high on Tennessee's future. He had to bring Jeremy Pruitt in there. Explain how Jeremy had a lot of those players. Just true. Tomorrow, Brett Ciancia, Blake Ruffino, and God knows what else. That's what I have for now. I may keep it there. I may add something. Heat Gun Gateway is going wild, y'all. In a sick way, I'm enjoying it. In a demented way, I'm enjoying it. Lodge Pop.